The guy on the rack. His rack, his rules. The self-appointed sovereign of the squat rack, ruling a kingdom of one with his phone out. He claimed the squat rack at 5:47, and functionally, he still owns it, a loaded bar, a towel draped over the pull-up bar like a flag planted on new territory, a stance that says this is simply how it is now. There's an order to what he's doing, sets timed, rest periods respected to the second, a kind of stern architecture to his whole hour that nobody, least of all you, is going to interrupt. Say what you want about the empire. It's efficient. The emperor's gift, even in someone else's hands, is structure, the proof that a plan followed without apology actually produces something. Watch how he moves through his sets, deliberate, unhurried sovereign. You don't have to like waiting for his kingdom. You can still learn something from how he built it. What may cross your path? Someone commands the rack with total confidence and, annoyingly, total competence. A written program on a phone screen gets followed to the letter, rest period and all. You catch yourself timing your own warm-up around someone else's structure without meaning to. A towel, a chalk bag, and a water bottle mark out territory more effectively than any sign could. Borrow the discipline, skip the possessiveness, structure is worth stealing, ownership of shared equipment isn't. Your mantra, I can build my own order without needing to guard it.